This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It's a little chilly out there this morning. I just looked at the weather. 27 degrees. Yeah, this time last week it was in the high 50s, and we were looking at 70 degrees last Sunday. Now we're looking at some cool weather coming back to us. It's finally that November weather for the next couple weeks here. And looking pretty decent. Not a lot of rain in the forecast, so that's all right. But it'd be good to finish up any of your projects outside, get those ready for the winter season to be happening. I'm sure a lot of you took advantage of the last week to 10 days with the temperatures out there. At least I know we did at my house. My wife was working diligently out there, getting up as much of the leaves as she could. But I know a lot of you guys out there probably took advantage of it. Got everything taken care of, leaves taken up, perennials cut back, products sprayed with some wilt stop or wilt proof just to protect them for the winter. But if you didn't, there's still some time. We still got some time. It's just a little colder to do it, right? Today we're only going to hit 50, whereas 3 days ago I was in shorts. So it's just a little temperature change, but you can still get out there, get the garden ready for bed if you haven't. We have plenty of time to be doing that. So take a look at what you can do if you haven't this week. I talked about that wilt proof / wilt stop. You might want to think about doing it tomorrow or late in the week, as they like to have the temperatures above 45 degrees. So those are some things to be thinking about going forward with, if you haven't sprayed that product to protect the from winter damage. I know this morning when I woke up, I was looking at the rhododendrons that I have right in the front of the house, and you can see the leaves have curled, tried to get into little blankets, basically. They've rolled up, and they're headed straight down. They're definitely getting cold out there and feeling it compared to what we were last week. A lot of plants out there are kind of saying, what's going on? So this would definitely be a time, if you haven't, to take care of them. Might be a little bit of rain in the forecast today. So something you want to take a look at as waiting, until tomorrow. So the plants aren't wet. So we're not looking to, just have that wilt proof or wilt stop just wash away. So something to be thinking about tomorrow. Still time if you haven't put down, a fall fertilizer, or if you're looking to put down just one more fertilizer for the season, if you've, done it in the past 4 to 6 weeks. Still time to be doing it to help for the winter. So definitely, take a look at that if you haven't. We've talked about it, I don't know how many times, I can't even count anymore, but it is so important to be putting that, fifth step, if you will, that last step before winter to really help the lawn for next year. So something to be thinking about. We can talk about that today. The other thing I want to talk about, we talk a lot about it with Victoria towards this time of the year, of spraying the yard for, ticks in the yard all the way till the ground freezes. And, we kind of, at this point, we're looking at it, it's November 15th, and we're saying, we're fine, right? Well, last night I was playing with the dog, and I just found a tick on her. And, we had those warm temperatures, and, so there's still some ticks out there. So I was saying, all right, well, if there's ticks on her, there could be ticks on the kids at some point. So, definitely still spraying. Their tick and mosquito spray until the ground freezes. Basically, she'll even say it, until the snow flies. We had a snowstorm recently, but that didn't do them the damage that they should have. If you look at temperature wise that we've had, it's just warmed right back up, right? So something to be thinking about, something to be looking at doing. If you haven't, because they're still active out there. I thought we were kind of done with them myself. I was just, we're okay. We'll just finish cleaning up and we'll be fine. But I know a lot of you out there have your pets that are out there. It's something just to be thinking about. We can discuss that later with some things you can be doing. But they, ticks are basically lazy insects, in my opinion. They hide in the shade. They don't like, the full sun. And they just cling on to anything that walks by, looking for some sort of source. So they don't care what it is, animal, human, whatever. And they just will go after them and cling on, obviously. So it's something that is still out there right now, especially with the warm weather we just had. I think with some of the cold weather, it will affect them. But many times Victoria and I have talked about it, that you gotta spray until the snow covered or the ground freezes, because they're still there. They're still active. They're still out and about. So something to be thinking about. Because I wasn't really thinking about it. I kind of thought we were done. And when I saw that last night, I went, oh, all right. Yep. I got to listen to what I talk about. Got to listen to some of those things and make sure they're taken care of. So some of these things kind of just pop up and we sit there and we say, oh, I should have thought of that. And it's funny, I'm doing some certain things and you kind of just get lazy when it comes to the garden. You're just doing whatever you can to get it done. And I'm like, well, I talk about this all the time and this is the way I'm supposed to be doing it. Well, I should probably do it that way, right? So, that's happened a couple times when it comes to the garden, but that's kind of how things go, right? It's trial and error. It's, making sure you get things done the right way. But it takes some time. It's not just, everything's not just right the first time. That's kind of one of the fun things about gardening, right? Where you can just try some different things, and if they don't work, try again. So it's something I enjoy doing. So let's bring up a few of those things here. Now, we do actually have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
It's Pat in Exeter, New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. You're talking about, of course, what I need to know about this season. I've just moved, and I've been trying to grab some plants from where I moved from, and I stuck them in the ground and covered them up, and I don't know which ones will live through the winter. I know it's kind of iffy with the temperatures, but I'm wondering about a couple things. I know I would have done at the other place, so I'll just list them quickly. The cutting back a butterfly bush at least a little bit. The copper, is a copper sulfate for the peach trees in the ground. And the my lawn here is very, like when you mow it, it's very bumpy divots up and down, and it probably needs like a lot more soil, but I don't know what else I could do this fall.
Okay.
Or whether I could move anything else into the ground and hope it lives till spring.
Well, so the ground isn't really frozen at this point.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So you really could be digging some other plants from the old house, bring them to the new. That's not a problem, getting them into the ground. The other thing is a lot of them are starting to go dormant, which is good. So they're already starting to get into that system and saying, all right, it's winter. So you should be fine with that.
Oh, great.
Now, as far as the butterfly bush, well, the butterfly bush is one where you could cut back in the spring, you know, almost all the way. So that's fine if you wanted to cut it a little bit now. But you could always wait till the spring. Everything else, hang tight with me. I'm going to go to a break. When I get back, we'll answer the rest. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Kearns Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Pat in regards to a number of things from the old house to the new house. And we kind of, right at the end there, I just want to make sure I got all that information out about the butterfly bush. So the butterfly,
yeah.
That butterfly bush, you could cut back in the spring, or you could be cutting back at this point just to transplant it from the old house to the new. It makes it a little bit easier with some of that transplant shock. You know what I mean? It's not worrying about such a big plant. But again, it is something you could do in the spring if you wanted to.
Okay.
Now, as far as the lawn with all the bumpy areas, one of the things I'd like to see you do, and this is going to be more for next year, so you can kind of perfect the lawn or work to getting there, right, is either now or early spring, get a soil sample done so you can kind of see what's going on underneath there as well. I like to just know what we're working with, especially in a new home. You're not sure, you know, is this soil acidic? Is it alkaline? What's kind of going on? But as far as, you know, bumpiness, you could definitely, without a problem, be putting down loam or loam over the lawn and filling in some of those bumpy spots. But at this point, I kind of wouldn't be putting any grass seed down. You need about 14 to 21 days for grass seed to germinate. And you need the temperatures of the soil to be a little bit warmer. They're going to be all right at this point. They're still in the low 50s. But once it starts to drop the soil temperatures, that grass seed is going to take even longer to do. So a normal growing season for a lawn would be 14 to 21 days for germination of like a bluegrass, right, for a full sunny mix. Whereas at this point when it's colder, you're looking like almost 21 to 28 or a little bit more for the germination period. So
when you kind of look at that, we're almost looking at, you know, almost Christmas, right? And so you just don't know what could happen.
You had mentioned 4-foot root grass, and we've had a huge drought here. So I don't know what it'll be next year, but I think it's a concern. It's going to be how do I get the new grass watered?
Yeah, so you know there are some grass seeds out there. I like the Black Beauty from Jonathan Green. That has a really deep root system that will go down and will help with drought tolerance. That's one that a lot of sod growers, so you know the sod that you can buy at the store, the rolled up grass. Yes. They'll actually, a lot of the sod growers have switched over to that so that long term they can, it'll be better for you, right?
Okay.
So that's one I really like. The other thing you can be looking at in the spring is using a product called Hydratane. Hydratane is a product that helps keep the moisture in the soil. And so during drought conditions, you have to water less. So that's something you can think about for next spring as well.
Hydratane, like T-I-N-G?
So Hydratane.
Oh, train.
So it would be...
Tane.
So T-A-I-N at the end. So Hydra, okay. H-Y-D-R-A, Tane, T-A-I-N. It comes in a liquid form or a granular form. You can see those at some of the local garden centers will have it. That can help with the keeping the moisture into the soil. You could be putting down soil at this point, or you could be adding like a soil and compost mix to just help enrich the soil. You know, having compost in the soil is really helpful. It helps the whole plant. So maybe it's like a mix of it. So that is something you could do now just to be ready for spring. But it's something that if you want to do a soil sample, take the soil sample before you put anything down. So you know what you're dealing with in the base of it, you know, under everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Now,
The copper
fungicide was you were looking for?
Yeah, for fungicide. Yeah.
Okay. That would be
put that on.
You know, it'd be something I'd probably wait until the spring just to do as a preventative. Anything that's infected right now, take the leaves and get rid of them. Don't put them in a compost or anything.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, well, if you have any other questions, hang tight, but we're going to a break. I'll be back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the integrity of the American elections on the line, transparency from those in charge of the votes in battleground states appears not to be a concern. President Trump tweeting the current Georgia recount as a waste of time. The complaint is voter fraud, as Georgia officials are not showing matching signatures during the count. Mainstream media and Joe Biden claim it's the most secure election in American history. Hundreds of thousands of people showed up in Washington, D.C. Saturday to show their support of the president's claim of a rigged and corrupt election. Stop the steal and we are the champions seem to be their battle cry in reference to President Trump's claim he won the election. USA Radio News is not calling the presidential race until all legal challenges are resolved. Now batting for storm season is number 30, Hurricane Iota. 12 to 13 named storms is average. Hurricane Iota is heading toward the Nicaraguan-Honduras border with 75 mile an hour winds and gaining strength. USA Radio News. The Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine will bash the virus over the head and end the pandemic, BioNTech CEO Uğur Şahin said in a recent interview. Şahin said it works because it attacks on several levels. The vaccine hinders COVID-19 from gaining access to our cells, but even if the virus manages to find a way in, the T cells of our immune system will wipe it out. The vaccine will require 2 injections and should last for a year once approved by the FDA. A New York man was arrested Saturday in connection with an unprovoked assault against actor Rick Moranis that occurred near Central Park on October 1st. Video released by police showed a man wearing a black I Heart New York sweatshirt hit Moranis with a sucker punch and knocked him to the ground. New York City police say 35-year-old Marky Ventura, whom authorities listed as homeless, was arrested Saturday afternoon. Moranis is best known for his work in Ghostbusters, Spaceballs, and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we have Pat still on the line. So, Pat, I had said right at the end, I wanted to make sure I got all the questions that you had answered. Was there anything else that you needed?
Yes.
Sure.
Thanks. Yes, that was very helpful. I'd like to put some more myrtle or vinca in the ground.
Okay.
That wouldn't be too late to do. I moved some over, but I stuck it in a temporary place. Could I put it where I want it? Open it still?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd be all right with that. Just, you know, mm-hmm. kind of protect it, right? Make sure that you're protecting
right.
it for the winter. Getting it
yeah.
down into the soil would be fine. The other thing, just make sure you use something along the lines of like the Biotone starter, just to give it a good start for the winter. It helps with the transplant shock. It helps with a number of things, and you know the transplant shock is the number one thing that it really does. So I would be looking at doing something like that. Just to help it, that just give it a little bit extra, you know what I mean?
Okay, so anything I stuck in the ground, I should give some Biotone starter to?
I would. I think it's one of the best products out there for that transplant shock.
Great.
I see no problem putting it down. It's not like something that's going to push new growth. What it's really doing is just getting microbes into the soil, helping make sure that the plant will be healthy long term. So I think it's almost like a no brainer to be doing.
Oh, great.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
Was there any other questions or?
I'll work on all those. Thank you very much.
All right. Perfect, Pat. You have a great rest of your day.
And you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. Sun's starting to pop out. Let's see, getting a little bit sunnier. Gonna be 50 and a little bit of rain today.
But you could get out there and do some things in the garden. Still plenty of time to be cleaning up. We've talked about it the past couple weeks. Getting your, perennials cut back, doing all those things that you normally would. We still have time to be doing that. The veggie gardens. I'm hoping that a lot of you guys had, just cut back your vegetables to the ground, leaving a little bit so you can leave that root system in there. If not, that's okay. We'll just start building the microbes for next season. You could be putting down, cover crop, the ryegrass, the winter rye, over your vegetable garden. That's one thing that a lot of people will do at this time of year. Have some sort of cover, and then next season just build it back into the soil. Just, till it back into the soil somehow. Is it, just by shovel, or is it rototiller, that type of thing. A lot of people can, might put all your leaves on top of the vegetable garden for the winter. Let it kind of compost there. Let it just build up there, that type of thing. Up to you on how you want to do that. but anything you can do to help the soil going forward is something that will just be beneficial for you long term. So definitely think about what you're doing now and to get ready for next season, because it's definitely going to be helpful. So there's have you gotten out there and mowed the lawn the last time? Maybe it's getting that done. And when you're done, remember, clean up that mower at the end when you're done. Get it ready for winter. Get your tools ready to be put away for winter so they're not going to rust or they're not going to have some of the same issues you had now, right? If there's, with your mower, just as an example, if there's build-up grass around the base of it, kind of clean that off. Get rid of it so it's not sitting there in the spring. It's not all clogged up. It's not had, 5-6 months to just sit there and cake onto the sides. So there's a number of things you should be thinking about doing. Your pruners, clean them up. Get rid of any of the guck that's been sitting on them. My father, I love the newsletter he would always put out around this time, using WD-40. It was like his duct tape. Used it for everything, but spraying down anything that has hinges, right? So loppers, or even on some of your shovels, just to clean up some of the areas that might creak, whatever. So there's some things to be doing to get ready for winter that go inside, right? Making sure that the lawnmower doesn't have the gas in it for overwintering, especially if you store it outside in like a shed. You don't want any water buildup, that type of thing. So these are things to also be thinking about. It's not just the lawn or the garden. It's everything that you use, your tools, cleaning up, like I said, those shovels, getting rid of the dirt that's on it so it's not sitting there in the spring, spraying it down with some oil or something to clean it up, resharpen the edge of the, your round point or square or your flat shovels. Those are some of the things to get ready for next year, so when you start in the spring, you're ready to go. There's a number of things we can be doing. I have a leaf blower. I'm going to make sure at the end of the season, which I've, we got a little bit of time to do this. There's not going to be any gas left in it, so it will store nicely for the winter. Take some of it apart, clean it up, make sure things are tight. Those types of things, and we still have some time. I've been talking about for weeks what you can do out in the garden, and I kind of forgot a little bit about what else we should be doing. and those are some of the things to think about. Wheelbarrows. You know, is it something where we flip it over for the winter so it's not just sitting on the tire all winter? You know, that rubber could be sitting on the soil. Ground freezes right there. We have a big, you know, ice puddle, a puddle that just turns into ice. Then the rubber kind of gets flat in the spring. You know, some of those things that you don't think about. Is there, you know, have you, do you have a rain barrel? Did you use all the water that was in it so it doesn't freeze solid and kind of expand that that rain barrel or break it, right? So those are some of the things to be thinking about. You know, it's not just the garden. It's everything you use for the garden as well. So some things to think about. I know, like I said, my father did a newsletter a number of years ago, and we just reuse it because it's so important, something to reuse, and it's thinking about those other things to do. So just some things to think about. If you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, one of the other things you should be thinking about doing, if you decorate for the holidays, you know, still the ground isn't frozen. If you use, you know, brush or cut greens to decorate the front, now's the time to do it. A lot of the garden centers are starting to bring in all that, you know, Christmas product, that decorations. I know where I work at Mahoney's Garden Center, we've been bringing in product all week. This past week, the amount of wreaths and roping and garland and everything have just been a large amount of product that's ready to help decorate out there. Let's think about doing a little bit more this year. Just show some, you know, let's get excited for the holiday season, something to look forward to, some sort of hope versus, you know, worrying about everything out there. Obviously, we got to, you know, think about what's going on in the world with some of the with the pandemic going on. But at the same time, let's try to enjoy this holiday season, something in the season to just be positive about. Right. We kind of need that. You know, we've the news is not always the greatest thing to listen to, so it's something you could just, let's look at something positive. And I think decorating for the holiday season, Thanksgiving, etc. I know our Thanksgiving dinners aren't going to be as big as they used to be, right? Where, you know, a lot of the states are saying, hey, you know, maybe this year have it a little bit less than normal. Stick to a fewer people in a gathering, which is completely understandable. But, you know, let's try to enjoy it while we can and get outside, do some decorations, put some lights up. Just try to enjoy something, because this season, this year, if you will, has been a long year. Let's look for some hope, right? And I think we can do that in some decorating. So if you have some questions and you want to talk about anything in the garden today, give us a call at 855-660-4261. I think I heard Nathan in my ear saying might have a call. Was that correct, Nathan?
You got it. It's Bob in South Portland, Maine.
All right, Bob. Good morning. How can we help you today, sir?
Good morning, Patrick. Good hearing from you. Listen, the question of the day, and my ear has been filled with it for a week. What can I do to improve my chances of having flowering blooms on my lilac trees and bushes next year? We've been waiting for 3 years for these bushes and trees to bloom, and nothing's ever happened.
Okay. Now, At this point, so what I would be looking to do, there's no, like, fertilizer you can put down right now or anything like that, because you don't want to push too much growth, right? You don't want to push it for right now. So any of that fertilizer, I'd like to see you do it in the spring, you know, using the superphosphate as early as the ground thaws on the lilac to try and push some growth to it. And some flowers. The other thing I'd like to see you do in the spring is when it does, if you start to see like one bud on there, hit it again with like a liquid bloom booster. That liquid bloom booster will have a high middle number that pushes the growth, pushes the flowers. So it's something to really, you know, to push into the plant in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
You can do some things at this point in time, and when we get on the, right after the break, I'll have you hang tight with me. I'll give you a few things you can do now, but I wouldn't be fertilizing at this time. So hang tight with me. We're going to take a break. Everybody out there, if you want to give us a call, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Bob in regards to his lilac. We want that thing to bloom next year. It's been 3 years, and want to make sure we get it ready for that next season. So what I'd be looking at doing, Bob, with the lilac is taking a look for any cross branches right now, any dead branches, any branches that are rubbing up against each other, and kind of thin those out. It's something to get it ready for next season, okay? By thinning it out a little bit, it will help it, the air to get in there, the light to get in a little bit deeper. How much, you know, a couple questions for you. How much sun is the lilac getting?
Anywhere from, I'd say, 5 to 6 hours a day.
Okay. You know, that's we're looking at getting something along those lines. You know, 5-6 hours is a good amount of sun for it. Now, when you put this lilac in, was it a brand new? Was it a small lilac, or was it, you know, something from a garden center that was already a couple years old?
Well, we received them from a friend who was downsizing, okay, and pulling them out. So it was essentially a personal, private move.
Okay.
No businesses included. Anyway, the woman said, this is a white lilac, and this is a not a blue or a purple lilac, okay? And so we took them because one that was on the property died.
Mm-hmm.
So we took one of each and put them in a different place, not the same place where the one died. And 1 year, one of them had the double white flowers. But that's probably 3 to 5 years ago, and we haven't seen anything since. So that's somewhat of the history of what's been going on.
Okay. Because sometimes with lilacs, when they get transplanted, shocked, kind of, it takes about 2 to 3 years for them to bloom. So we're over that period. So I was kind of, when you said you've been waiting a couple of years, I was wondering, okay, did they get transplanted like 3 years ago? And then this might be the season going forward. Sometimes when they don't, you know, what I'd like to see you do is use that phosphorus, that superphosphate in the spring,
sure,
and try to push that growth. If it doesn't happen, next season, I'd like to look at doing like a hard prune on the plant, getting rid of some of the older stems, okay?
Yep.
Anything that is, you know, has been there for a number of years, is not new growth, getting rid of and trying trying to almost like start over, right? You know, with a lilac, what they'll actually say, like, it's a, if you're doing a hard prune, you should do it in the spring. I personally would want to see what happens this spring, because what it does is if you do the hard spring, it pushes it back 2 to 3 years again, so then you're going to wait 3 more years. So that's...
Ah, yes, I got you covered.
We could be waiting 6 years, and that's a long time, right? But that would be something to look at. The other, you could prune the plant, like, gradually, getting rid of, you know, in the first year, maybe getting rid of a couple older branches that are big, to thin it out a little bit, make it a little bit smaller. Then the next year, getting rid of a few more of the bigger branches. And then on the third year, getting rid of more of the big branches, kind of making it a little bit smaller.
Yep, I hear you.
Basically like a, you know, a 3-year plan, but removing basically a third each season. You know, you want to, you know, you want some of the old wood to stay on each season so that it'll bloom, but at the same time, by the third year, you've basically gotten rid of all of the old wood that's been there since the beginning.
I got you covered. I got you covered. Yep.
So that would be something I would look at if it doesn't bloom this spring, and start doing that for the next couple seasons.
Okay.
All right.
I can try that out and keep a log of it. Okay. Fine.
Awesome.
Thank you very much. You have a great week, young man.
You too, sir. Have a great one.
Right on.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.